This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's the best job? What would you be more interested in across the board? Remember, the Raiders were the number one overall pick. I know you're in a division with Patrick Mahomes and a Broncos team that's a number one seed now. I just mentioned the rosters week. Is that
bad.
The top of the list because you have the number one pick?
I think, oh God. Okay, so it's not the Giants because I don't think Jackson Dart's going to last long in this league.
Okay.
He's fun to watch. Cam Scadaboo, fun to watch. But they're like hair on fire football players. They're fun to watch. It's not going to lead to a bunch of winning in the NFL. Cleveland, God, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything but. Hell, in addition to it, the fact that the guy who's choosing me is Andrew Berry, he has, by all accounts, found some very good NFL football players. I don't know anybody keeps a job in which they traded for Deshaun Watson, then paid Deshaun Watson the largest guaranteed contract in NFL history, and have done nothing but lose since. That guy's job's more secure than Kevin Stefanski, who had, 35 more wins than the previous five Browns head coaches combined. So no, not that one. I think for me it would be Atlanta. Only because I like the circumstances a little bit, but maybe the number one overall pick.
Yeah, but what are you doing at quarterback? Michael Penix will come back, but are you sold on Michael Penix post-injury?
You know what? In retrospect, maybe because of that, it's Cam Ward. This is where I'm going to try not to get lost in the I've never watched Mendoza or Dante Moore fail, and instead understand that the second half of the season, I watch Cam Ward play sometimes where I'm like, there's something there. Like, I saw a little of why they went for a player like him. I'm not saying it all worked, but similar to like the Caleb Williams thing in his rookie year, I saw some stuff in Cam Ward where if I thought, oh no, if I get my hands on him, this is going to go the Ben Johnson way. I would talk myself into Tennessee for that reason. They also have a very high pick. They're going to have tons of extra selections, but instead of having to spend it on quarterback, their high pick can be spent on a star defensive player, a star wide receiver, a star running back. Like, I can improve my circumstances quick, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm higher on the Giants job, I think, than you are. You know,
I get the
concern with Jackson Dart.
They got a dumb GM, too.
But Malik Nabers basically missed all of this season. You get Malik Nabers back in the mix. You get another top pick. Now, they screwed it up by winning the final 2 weeks. The Giants should have had the number one overall pick in the draft. They won the final 2 weeks and ruined that for the next regime. Although, my issue with the Giants, it's not the actual roster, because I actually think there's a lot of talent there. They're retaining their GM. Joe Shane is going to stay on. That would make that a little less interesting to me because that GM already had, I think, his opportunity, and now he's going to hire me, and then am I going to have to deal with another GM in 2 years that didn't hire me?
Yeah, like, he's going to want his guy. No, that, job security.
I don't think it's the worst job, though. I would still prefer the Giants over Tennessee. I think the Tennessee job, man, that their roster, unless you're a huge believer in Cam Ward, that roster is brutal.
But I guess they're just
brutal.
Like, the Raiders roster is brutal and the Titans roster is brutal. But the Raiders are going to have to spend that pick on a quarterback.
Raiders roster is still better than the Titans roster. The Raiders at least have Crosby if he's not leaving. They at least have Brock Bowers. They got Ashton Jeanty. I think the Raiders roster is better than the Titans roster.
Is that why you trade back if you're Tennessee?
They should. They should absolutely, Drew. You're right.
Get as many picks as possible.
Bowers is a great player. Jeanty still yet to be seen. He did not obviously have a very good rookie season. But there were reasons why he was selected as high as he was.
I guess if I ranked it out, I would go with most intriguing. Number one,
a lot of bad jobs and a lot of bad coaches. Like, I'll say, like, sometimes there is an intriguing, like, Chicago was an intriguing job, in my opinion, last year.
Yeah.
Are any of these, like, home run jobs you definitively want?
No, no. But if I had to rank it out, I guess, without knowing, like, maybe the Jets or the Cardinals might open up here very soon. We'll see. And we know some of the jobs that are not going to open up. Looks like Miami's going to keep McDaniel. Zach Taylor is going to stay there in Cincinnati. Otherwise, Cincy would have been number one on the list, knowing that you have Burrow. I think number one on this, I would go still with the Giants. Number two for me would probably be the Raiders job, believe it or not. And then after that, I guess flip a coin between Atlanta and Tennessee. And then I would put Tennessee probably above Atlanta. And then the last would be Cleveland. Cleveland's still a mess. I know they have the talent of Myles Garrett and all that. Cody, but who's the quarterback? The quarterback of the future is not on that roster either. Sorry, Shador Sanders is not the long-term option at quarterback.
I think.
And then you're dealing with just an organization that sucks.
I think part of what makes this, like, part of where Atlanta becomes more intriguing is kind of what you mentioned, is Tennessee just reorganized their front office. So now Borgonzi has more power, but you're not exactly sure what's going on there. Andrew Berry clearly has the greatest job security of all time because he's made some big time blunders and is getting to keep his job. But if it goes south again, does he get to keep his job? Same as the Giants GM. Do I want Tom Brady choosing my quarterback for me? You know, like, if I'm the head coach, and some of that is, if I'm the head coach, I kind of want to know which way they're leaning. Do they want, like, who do I like? Do I like Moore? Do I like Mendoza? And which way are they leaning before I take that job, I guess, would be part of a question. Atlanta, at the very least, I know I'm coming in and we're coming in together. New GM, new president, new everything. We are starting fresh. We are starting clean. They're not going to make me be married to Penix. I can start Penix for a year. They'll let me go find a new guy. New GM, we're together. We're in this together.
Like, the roster, I feel like, also the, is just overall
no first
better
round,
in Atlanta.
No first round pick in Atlanta this year.
No first round pick. That's a huge problem. But the best job security of the bunch. I'm starting Michael Penix for a year. I try to solve his problem. And
division's
not
easy.
We stink. Yeah. We stink. And I got to go take my quarterback next year. And we got to do this all over again. And they're going to give me 2 or 3 years with this guy. And we're going to work it out. Like, that's the appeal of Atlanta, I guess.
Drew mentioning the division, I think, is a good point. Like, divisionally, we just saw what happened again in the NFC South this year. It's not, you do not have some juggernaut in the NFC South that you're trying to take down. That's fair. They got
Chuck and Baker.
They got Robinson in London, some better defensive pieces. I just think you're still, though, on the spot of, you're either going to go the veteran quarterback route again in 2 years, or you're going to have to wait another year to draft one. They have no first round picks. I don't know if that roster is getting much better in 2026. It's kind of what it is. And you just hope with better coaching, I guess, you win an extra game. They won 8 games for this year. So they're not a team that won 3. There's clearly talent on the roster. I just would wonder, and that's why it's not on the bottom of the list. I think it would be in the middle of the pack there. And someone texted in.
What's the last job you would take?
Is it Cleveland?
Browns.
Yeah. Okay. At least we all agree there, you know?
Yeah.
We got people saying we're all idiots on the text line. At least we all can agree to one thing. The last job anybody should take is they've got no prospects and no quarterback and no cap space. They're in hell.
913-586-7965. Someone says nobody takes a job thinking they're going to fail. 100% with you. Somebody's going to take the job. We're just saying, if you're the number one candidate and you have your choice, which one are you taking? Of course, if you are, you know, let's just use the Chiefs example. If you're Steve Spagnuolo and somebody wants to give you
the Browns,
another head coaching gig, you're taking the job. Of course. If last year you're Ben Johnson, you had your pick. So you chose the best job, which was Chicago. That's all we're going through the exercise. By the way, let's talk about the Chiefs angle here, because there's reports from Ian Rappaport and others that both Matt Nagy and Steve Spagnuolo have been requested for interviews by the Tennessee Titans, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. We know Borgonzi, his ties to the Chiefs organization. Matt Nagy seems like somewhat of an obvious fit there. I don't know if he's going to get the job or not.
Offensive guy, yeah. Quarterback, understands the system. Yeah, that seems like logical. And Spags, obviously, is guy for that. The only thing that surprised me is they're interviewing a lot of defensive guys. It is a weak head coaching crop. It is why I think Nagy might end up getting a job. It is not, like last year, there were two or three names that people were really excited about. This year is the hottest name, Lou Anarumo? Solid? Like,
No, I think Seattle's OC, Clint Kubiak might end up getting a gig. And Jesse Mincer, the Chargers defensive coordinator.
Jesse Mincer is actually the biggest name, I think, according to a lot of the NFL guys. But again, if the biggest name in the entire coaching cycle is the defensive coordinator for the Chargers, I'll just tell you it's not a big coaching cycle. That just speaks for itself. Normally, the hottest name in the market is either Marcus Freeman, like big-time college coach who runs a big-time offense, or big-time offensive coordinator, or in the case where Harbaugh comes onto the street, or Andy Reid, you know, the years where, like, the formerly big named head coach who just happened to fall on hard times.
And I know people aren't thrilled by the name. Mike McCarthy's also a name to watch. I think he's going to get another head coaching gig. I mean, Stefanski as well. So unless he's taken a year off, and some coaches do that, I feel like we are going to see two retread hires at least in Stefanski and McCarthy this cycle.
Stefanski should get a job in this cycle, shouldn't he?
I think the Giants to me are going to go with experience. So Giants are going to either hire Stefanski or McCarthy is who I think the Giants will end up
hiring. If I were Tennessee, I'd be tempted by. I mean, if I were any of these teams with a young quarterback, I'd be tempted by Stefanski. He has won under conditions at quarterback that I would call, I mean, at the kindest, less than ideal. And look, I don't know if Stefanski's really the goods. We've seen this with other guys who failed and didn't have the right quarterbacks. Hell, Matt Nagy's exactly like Stefanski in the sense that Matt Nagy overperformed in Chicago based on the quarterbacks he had available to him. People didn't want to give him another chance because he never really ran his own offense again after that. And now maybe he'll get another chance. Stefanski, and I saw people like bringing up like him coming to town as an OC, but if you're not calling plays, I don't think that makes sense. We'll talk more about that at 11:30. But it's like, if I were them, Stefanski made it work with some mediocre quarterback play. They won games. I don't know. I'd be tempted to try.
Do you think there's a surprise still to happen? And I think the one that we're all kind of, if I say that, we all think of is Baltimore going to actually move on from John Harbaugh after last night, after multiple years of, you know, poor exits, poor starts of the season as well? And like ultimately last night, the rookie kicker misses the kick. I know people were critical that they took a knee. That kick was so far right that I don't care if they were 5 yards closer. He wasn't making that kick. And of course, that is now what Zay Flowers with a brutal mistake against the Chiefs in the playoffs. Mark Andrews with the drop in the playoffs, all in the last 3 years, just huge mistakes. Is it time for them to look elsewhere? Lamar Jackson to me is not going anywhere. So I'm not trading Lamar Jackson to keep John Harbaugh. So if you're someone that believes it's time for them to reset things a little bit in Baltimore, then I'm moving on from the head coach. I'm not moving on from Lamar Jackson. I don't think he was healthy all year.
It's really interesting with him because this goes back to the running quarterback thing. I agree with you. He wasn't healthy all year. But if you look at these like hypermobile quarterbacks who have used this part of it, this is about the time they break down.
Yeah, the shelf life is shorter.
And so like that's the only argument for Harbaugh, I guess, instead of Lamar Jackson, in the sense that are you coming to the end of hypermobility for Lamar Jackson, ergo he's not the same. Look, he showed up big time late in that game last night, and they certainly gave themselves a chance to win. Because of Lamar
I'll tell
Jackson.
You this,
but he was awful in the first three quarters, and so like
if he actually was truly available on the market, the New York Jets should be trading 3 first-round picks for Lamar Jackson. They have the extra picks from Sauce Gardner's trade. Yeah. They should that would be like the most obvious team that should be interested, and there'll be plenty of others as well. I don't think he's getting traded. I actually still think John Harbaugh's probably coming back. I would be interested in maybe moving on, but as you said, who are you hiring? You move on from John Harbaugh, okay. Who are you bringing in?
It's bleak.
Sean McDermott, maybe?
It's bleak.
As far as another, yeah.
I think he could be on the street.
I don't know how surprising that would be.
Yeah, wild card exit. That would be a name that I think you would have to look at. However, same thing. Who are you hiring, Buffalo? Yeah. If you fire Sean McDermott, who are you going to hire? That's better. And you don't want to operate that way. Like, oh, it can only get worse. Like you don't operate that usually, but also you better have a good plan. You move on from Sean McDermott, who, while he's not a top 4 or 5 coach in the league, I also don't think he's terrible, you know, but he to me has underachieved given what he's had. Josh Allen hasn't been the problem in the playoffs. No. It's been Sean McDermott in the defense that's been the problem, and Patrick Mahomes. But like,
yes, and that one guy.
It has not been. Josh Allen's played great in the 4 losses to Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. Now he gets Trevor Lawrence, who is playing his best football of his life. Well, maybe post post Clemson days, I should say.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that? His professional life.
Since he got into the NFL.
His professional life.
It's not even close, by the way. He looks night and day different than he's looked at any other stage.
Play with confidence.
Do you guys see what happened after the game in the locker room?
I saw he had like a...
The team bought him
a grill
because there was a meme going around and they bought him a grill.
Okay. I didn't know if that was real or not. I saw that on the
timeline.
That
was a real thing, apparently.
Yeah. No, he's playing with a ton of confidence. Liam Cohen's, in year one is doing great things there. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Myers and Parker Washington are turning into big time playmates.
Ever since they traded for Jacoby, it's been like
that's unlocked.
It's been,
of all things, Jacoby 100%. Myers.
And they still have Brian Thomas. I know he's been disappointing in year two, but he was the guy this time last year we were all saying is on the verge of being a top five receiver in football. And he's taken a little bit of a step back, but it's been really impressive. We'll keep an eye on the coaching carousel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.